Interior Secretary Gail Norton says it's time to change the way the federal government deals with Western water problems. Norton says fights over precious Western water have gotten much nastier in recent years, thanks in part to booming population growth. Norton wants to kill this trend by making it easier for farmers to buy water-saving irrigation systems and by finding ways to desalinate water cheaply. Most of all, she wants to make it easier to buy and sell the water. NPR's John Nielsen reports.
Buy a ticket on a red-eye flight from the East Coast to the West Coast and look out the window. Over the East, you'll see a lot of widely scattered lights. Over the West, it's different.
What you'll find is huge splotches of light where people are concentrated, and then areas which are largely empty, which are mountain and desert.
Historian Richard White of Stanford University. He says the bright splotches are the cities, fed by the water stored behind the big federal dams or by the water funneled out of rivers like the Colorado. Every single inch of water in these rivers is legally reserved for a specific city or farm or Indian tribe or endangered species. If you want to know how well the system is working, White says you ought to read the papers.
The Secretary of Interior, Gail Norton's cut off part of California's water supply. The Imperial Valley's refusing to deal water to San Diego. The United States and Mexico are quarreling over the Rio Grande. There's always quarrels between Northern and Southern California about where water is going to go. Seattle's running out of water. It's chronic.
In recent years, these fights have been compounded by a brutal and continuing regional drought. But Interior Secretary Gail Norton says it's not enough to pray for rain.
When you look at the areas that are the driest in the country, those are the areas where the population is growing the most quickly. In Arizona, we saw a 40% population growth in the last 10-year census. In Nevada, it was 66%. We need to look at how water is going to be allocated and used 25 years from now, to see how we're going to serve the needs of those hugely growing populations.
Norton ordered a full review of federal water policies 2 years ago after Klamath Basin farmers, desperate to water their crops, threatened to pull open the gates that held water reserved for endangered fish. That review is finished now, and it warns of more trouble. Legal and political water wars are viewed as highly likely in Denver, Las Vegas, and Salt Lake City, and as substantial possibilities in other cities. Norton says these conflicts could bankrupt farmers and bring urban growth to a screeching halt. Norton hopes to head these crises off, however. She plans to do it by funneling money into desalination research and into water-saving technologies. But she says the key will be a move to make it easier for farmers and others to buy and sell their unused allotments of water. The push for market-based solutions to environmental problems has become a hallmark of the Bush administration. Historian Richard White doesn't like it.
Public is a dirty word, and private has taken over, that anything that's private tends to be good in the current dialogue, and they can't fail enough. Deregulation didn't work on the airlines. Deregulation didn't work on savings and loan. Deregulation didn't work on energy. And I doubt very much if deregulation is going to work on water.
Many environmentalists share this point of view. They say the small farmers and the endangered species wouldn't stand a chance if they were left to the mercy of the markets. John Nielsen, NPR News, Washington.
The entire Interior Department proposal is at npr.org.